Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, hello there, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
Oh, hello. I am Dori Shafrir.
Well, hi, Dori Shafrir. You and I are not experts.
No, we're not. But we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
This is true. And what also is true is that this is a mini episode, which is where we hear from you, listeners. We share your comments and thoughts, and we also answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we're not experts. We're just podcast hosts, and we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost. Not from us, but from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
Yeah, definitely not from us. I mean, we appreciate it, like as a friend. But again, we are not professionals. And if you would like to reach us, you can call or text us at 781-591-0390, or you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Indeed. And please do remember, you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. Follow us on Twitter, at Forever 35 Pod, on Instagram, at Forever 35 Podcast. And please do join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/group/Forever35Podcast, where the password is serums. And if you're not one of those Facebook people, you can head on over to our subreddit, reddit.com/r/Forever35.
Well, Dori, as I told you before we started recording, I am drinking a glass of wine.
You sure are. And for the record, it is 4:30 in the afternoon.
It is. And I don't really drink.
No, so, you don't really drink.
No, I don't. But, you know, I was making a meat pasta sauce that called for red wine. So I opened the bottle. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Oh yeah.
There's no order to anything anymore.
No, like, there isn't.
I can drink it's not even really a glass. It's maybe a half glass, but I was just like, why don't I have a little something to sip on while I record the podcast?
I mean, it's basically happy hour.
It is. And look, like again, not a big drinker. Not trying to encourage relying on alcohol as self-care, but just felt like having a sip of a Cabernet Sauvignon. So,
ooh, I love a cab.
Shout out to Noble Vines, which is what I am drinking right now.
Oh,
and cheers to
gosh.
You, Dori. I also have my giant water bottle with me, lest you think.
Of course
I am
you do.
My hydration. But, you know, I just, again, it was like there's no rhyme or reason to the world anymore. Like,
that is
down,
also true.
Down is up. Here I am.
I know. I also have my large water bottle, but no glass of wine.
Well, it's just water is better. You know, ultimately, water is a good choice, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
But if you hear like little slurps through the episode, that's just me sipping on this little cup of Cabernet Sauvignon.
Okay. Thanks for the heads up. Wow, you're really relishing it.
No, I'm really, this is like the one time I'm ever going to do this, so I'm really going to lean in.
Hey, Kate, you don't have to justify yourself to me.
Okay, I won't.
I'm cool with whatever you want to do.
So right before we started recording, I've made a decision about something, Dori.
I'm listening.
I've decided, okay, I don't know if anyone else can relate. I'm so sick of cooking. I feel like my head's going to just roll off my body. I'm so sick of cooking for myself, for my family. I'm just sick of it. It's not like it's anything is different in the food department, but it's just, I think it's just the mundane experience of being home straight for 10 months or whatever we're at. And just anyway, so
yep.
I've made a decision. I am essentially going to become a living Pinterest board, and I am going to try to cook 7 meals on Sunday or 5, cook my week's worth of dinners, and then I'm going to freeze them and like roll them out each night. For my own sanity's sake, like as a practice to make my life better, I'm going to attempt this.
Great.
Have you ever done anything like this?
I've aspired to.
Yeah, likewise.
But has it ever happened? No. I mean, I would, you know, there are all those Pinterest where you like make like 30 slow cooker meals and put them in Ziploc bags and freeze them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes, of course. I mean, that's kind of, this is like a baby version of that a little bit.
Yeah. And I've always been like, wow, that would be cool.
Where you have to have a very industrial sized freezer.
You do. And I do not have a large freezer. So that is also part of the problem. So yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Look, if anyone's tried this and has some real foolproof, easy, family-friendly meals that freeze well, hit me up, because come this weekend, I'm going to be in the kitchen on Sunday packing bags of something to freeze. Because I need to like shake it up and do something that so I'm not filled with like rage as I hover in the kitchen every night.
I hear you.
Yeah.
That's what I've landed posted. On. Well, Kate, I went to a Zoom workshop this morning on estate planning.
The ultimate self-care practice.
Truly.
Figuring out your financial shit.
Yeah. I mean, I know that this is something that you have been on top of for a long time because you're more of a grown-up than I am. But
what?
Yeah, when it comes to all that stuff, you are.
Wow.
I bet you have life insurance.
We do have life insurance. You don't have life insurance?
Okay. No.
Okay. All right. Okay. 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 But that's all my husband. He's the one who's on top of stuff. I would not be if I wasn't married to an efficient person.
Okay. But you are.
I did. That's the part. That's the work I did. I found him.
Yeah, exactly. I married a non-efficient person, an inefficient person. So here I am with no life insurance and no will.
Okay. All right. Well, you are getting on top of it.
I am. I'm getting on top of it. For all of the people up in arms over what I just said, slow your roll. I'm dealing with it. Don't need your
nobody's up in
arms.
I bet people aren't up in arms. I bet a lot of people are like, oh yeah, me too.
Well, you know, I think that it was always something I sort of just like put off. But then after I had a kid, I was like, oh, there's like things you need to do in case both the parents die. So your kid ends up with like not an evil person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. And then like same with life insurance. It was like, I never really thought I needed life insurance. And I was like, well, what if we die? And Henry has no money. So now I'm like, oh, life insurance? Okay.
So you're thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it. Have I done anything about it? No, but I'm thinking about it.
That's the right first step. I mean, it is really hard to get your affairs in order. And I think like ultimately when we talk about self-care, it's like, the bath is the fun stuff, but like this is the gritty stuff that has to get done. Right?
Okay, I like the way you just framed that a lot.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So what are you thinking? What did you learn?
So what I learned is, for one thing, if, and this is California. I don't know if this is the case in every state, but in California, if you die intestate without a will and you have assets of more than $150,000, your estate goes to probate. And the woman who did the presentation, who is a trust and estates lawyer, she was basically like, you don't want your estate to go to probate. She's like, you don't want this to happen. She showed a diagram or like a chart of attorney's fees for probate, like how much attorneys can take in fees for probate. And it's like 4% of the first 100,000, 4% of the next 100,000. Then it like goes then all the way up to like, if your estate is over like $9 million, like there was a percentage. But she was basically like, if you have an estate of $1 million, which I don't, but like if I did, the attorney's fees would be $46,000. Contrast that to paying like $2,000 to $3,000 for a will.
Whoa. Okay. I follow.
And it's like, yeah, you should just get the will.
Yep. Yep.
And not make your heirs or your family have to deal with going through probate. Like it's a huge pain in the ass. So that was a big sort of like, oh, cause there, you know, there was a part of me in the back of my mind where I was like, well, if I just die, like we don't own a house, like, you know, it's not a big deal, whatever. But then I was like, oh, I do have a 401k. Like I kind of started thinking like, well, I do have some assets.
Yeah. I mean, you just want to know everything is going to be okay.
So, you know, the other thing that she pointed out and that is totally right is like, I don't want to be a burden after my death on anyone, you know?
Yeah.
So why don't I just take these steps now to make me be less of a burden after I'm dead?
I mean, this is dark, but necessary.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to inject a little bit of humor into it.
But it is intense to think about. I mean, it's a somber, strange
thing. It is very intense to think about. And, you know, it's also like I live far from family. So if, God forbid, Matt and I both died, you know, people would have to come in from other places to handle all of this stuff. And it's like, again, I don't want to be a burden. I want to have everything taken care of. So I got to take care of it. But yes, I've not done the thing, but I'm taking the steps to do the thing.
Good for you, Dory.
Thank you.
Good for
you. Thank you so much.
How does it feel? Like, does that feel like a positive step? Is it overwhelming?
It is overwhelming. I actually am finding the like life insurance, the whole concept of life insurance to be more overwhelming, but that is a conversation for a different time.
Mm. Okay.
So I think I'm going to get my will and estate stuff, trust and estate, whatever it is, like set, and then I can move on to life insurance as a concept.
One thing at a time. It's not like you have to have it all done tomorrow, you know?
Exactly. Right. I mean, you know, by the same token, we could all die at any second. But I think if you look at an actuary table, I'm unlikely to die tomorrow.
Yes.
So,
the odds are forever in your favor right now.
Well, they're my favor right now.
Not forever, but yes, they're vaguely in your favor.
They're vaguely my favorite.
I'm not doing well here trying to with what I'm saying. But you know what I mean. You're going to be okay.
I do. And thank you for humoring me on this morbid topic.
No, but it is really important. And it's like not something that really dawned on me. And we didn't do it right away after our kids were born. I mean, it wasn't like we were completely on top of this either. And, you know, I think it is a relatable thing that not everybody has it done. So don't beat yourself up over it, please.
Okay, I'll stop the flogging.
Good. Yes. Lay down your swords. All right. Let's take our pause and then we will come back with some advice for a listener who wrote in who just received a breast cancer diagnosis.
All right, BRB.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, we have returned.
We got some really thoughtful advice for a listener who wrote to us a couple weeks ago who was dealing with a really serious breast cancer diagnosis. So we have an email from someone who wrote to us. They said, "Hi, Kat and Dor. I am writing with some suggestions for the writer with the recent diagnosis of breast cancer. One, assign a medical point person, a trusty family member or friend. They should attend or listen in via WhatsApp, Zoom, Duo, FaceTime during all of your appointments. Two, hire childcare. Consider potting up with trusted family or friends to help with childcare. Three, make or purchase a medical binder. Contacts of friends, family, contacts of medical professionals, medical timeline of events and appointments, medications, sections for questions to ask in between appointments, a legal and financial section for any paperwork that comes up, lab section for reports. Four, always ask for a copy of all recommendations, procedures, etc. before leaving appointments and put them in your binder to reduce mental load. Bring it to all appointments. Five, if you are able to swing it, get all the cute designs and products and make your comfort a priority. Etsy has some really cool, though not necessarily stylish, medical tops for an assortment of situations, pillows, hats, heating pads, ice packs, port pillows, etc. Six, people will ask if they can help. Say yes. ideas, meals delivered or dropped off that can be frozen. Cancer care kit usually has skincare, comfort, and activity like crosswords or Sudoku, and supplies. Even if it's not your jam, it can't hurt. 7, hire house cleaners or let your friends vacuum or wash dishes once a week if you are close. Masks on. I hope this is helpful. Please keep us posted. 35 forever, alone never.
What a great email.
These were such great suggestions, and I was really touched by that sign off.
Yeah.
Alone never. I think that's the key, you know, and I'm
totally,
I'm so moved that that can happen from this community, but I thought these were great.
I love people will ask if they can help, say yes.
I do too. You know, I struggle with this one because as someone who wrote about like when my mom had cancer and being a caregiver, it's hard to put the responsibility of telling
yes.
people what to do on the person at the center of the caregiving needs. But I think this listener gave some good suggestions, and don't be afraid to make requests or delegate to like mm-hmm. your main caregiver, like, hey, tell people what to do.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I also feel like, you know, people who say like, tell me how I can help, it's often more of a burden on the person who is being helped. Mm-hmm. By the same token, I think if you have a list of things and people ask, then you can say like, here's this thing, help me yes. with it.
I think that's great.
But
house cleaning, of course, dishes.
Yeah. You're of course under no obligation to assign people tasks, but you know, if you have this list, I think it's a good thing to be able to actually, you know, I think most people are genuine when they say, how can I help? But by the same token, they're not necessarily expecting you to come back to them with a specific thing.
Yeah. And I think if you can approach, if you are able to be like, hey, I would love to buy you dinner one time this month, let me know what's good and I'll go ahead and figure it out. Or like, I would love to pay for your a cleaning service. You know, you can also suggest to the person who needs the support and see if they take you up on it.
Great.
Love it. We did it. All right.
We
got more suggestions. Dory, a voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Gina from Wisconsin, longtime listener, first time caller. I'm actually calling about the listener who called and said she was just diagnosed with breast cancer. And I first wanted to let her know my thoughts are with her. I work with an organization called ABCD, After Breast Cancer Diagnosis, and they actually provide purely one-on-one emotional non-clinical support from trained volunteer breast cancer survivors for people who have been diagnosed. They also provide similar support for family and friends of the person who is facing breast cancer. I know that it must be incredibly difficult. While I haven't had breast cancer, my mother went through it, and that is why I got involved, because it's really, really hard if someone hasn't walked in your shoes for them to offer the support you need. And so that's exactly what ABCD is all about. They have a pretty extensive database of their mentors, and believe it or not, they could very likely match you with someone who had a similar diagnosis and was in a similar life situation when they were diagnosed. So I definitely encourage you to reach out or consider reaching out as part of your building your support network. I really think having that emotional support from someone who gets it and who's been there can make a difference. It's free, it's confidential, and you can do it over the phone, over email, Zoom, whatever works. It's sort of like getting a hug over the phone. So please just know that you are not alone. far from it. And there are people that have been through what you've gone through, and they're ready to help. And I just want to wish you the best, and I'm sending you good vibes for the months ahead. Thanks. Bye.
What a great suggestion. I've never heard of that organization.
Me neither. Love a good acronym.
You would. That feels very on brand for you.
You would. No, but seriously, this is a really great suggestion. I'm so glad that organizations like this exist.
Same. They sound amazing.
All right. Should I take this next email?
Take us.
Good morning, Kate and Dory. I just listened to the mini episode where the listener wrote in about her recent cancer diagnosis. I was so sorry to hear that news and wanted to share a possible resource for her. When I was in treatment for PTSD from an assault, I worked with a yoga teacher named Pasha Hogan. She was a 3-time breast cancer survivor by her mid-30s, and she was an amazingly compassionate, intuitive teacher and general facilitator of healing. I know that she's worked with Sloan Kettering Cancer Center on support services for cancer patients there, and she now offers private coaching and other services as well, I believe. She is a true treasure.
Sounds cool.
Pasha Hogan.
Intriguing. Cool.
Very intriguing.
All right. We also got an email that said, I was just listening to the mini app from Monday and wanted to share a resource for the listener recently diagnosed with breast cancer. A good friend of mine was diagnosed a couple of years ago and has really appreciated a group specifically for young adults, First Descents. Could you please share this with the listener? My friend has pointed to this group as incredibly important for her physical and mental well-being during and after treatment. We'll link to their website. I did also want to mention that I had a friend who had cancer, who was in her 30s, who was affiliated with First Descents and did a trip with them and had a really positive, wonderful experience. So they seem like a fantastic organization. I've donated some money to them in the past. Full disclosure.
Oh.
Yeah. They seem fantastic. They provide, I know they provide like outdoor adventure trips for young adults dealing with a cancer diagnosis or recovering from a cancer diagnosis. So very cool.
That is really cool.
Well, thank you everyone so much for all that info. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we do. And to that listener and any other listeners who are dealing with this, we see you and we are here for you.
Indeed. All right, Dory, let's take another pause and we'll be back.
Okay. All right. We have returned.
I'm so obsessed with this question that we got via email.
Should I read it?
I mean, it's directed at you.
It is. Hi, Kat and Dor. During the discussion about dealing with the water from face washing, Dory mentioned she used to use micellar water but has stopped. Inquiring minds want to know. Why? Also, curious what you two are eating for lunch these days. I had a pre-COVID lunch routine that involved buying lunch out. But during COVID, I relied on crackers and cheese, and now I'm sick of it. Do you or your readers have any lunch suggestions? Okay. I used to use micellar water, but I stopped. I think I stopped because of Caroline Hirons.
Because she discouraged the use of rubbing a micellar water all over your face?
I don't remember exactly why. Maybe because she wanted us to do the double cleanse. And so for a while I was doing micellar plus washing, and then I was like, this is too annoying.
Mm-hmm, okay.
I'm just gonna wash. I think she also, and look, if I am maligning micellar water right now, I'm sorry, but I thought she said that micellar water does not really get your face clean.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I had stopped using micellar water and I've recently restarted.
Oh, look at that.
Ships in the night. Just saying.
So no like real reason. I still have it. I still sometimes use it, but I don't really use it that much anymore.
Kate, what is your lunch routine?
I mean, honestly, listening to this person say crackers and cheese, I was like, that sounds amazing. I love a cracker and cheese lunch.
Totally.
You know, it's been all over the place. I have attempted meal prep through this pandemic where I just like make a vat of like a ground, like cook up some protein, like a chicken or a tofu or something, and then a green and then a bean and then a grain, and then I'll throw it all in and I'll dump some sort of like sauce on it. Mm-hmm. But honestly, like the other lunch I eat is oftentimes just like the crusts off my kids' sandwiches. So I don't have a good lunchtime routine right now, especially working from home and being at home all the time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of leftovers, some leftovers. How about you? Do you have a system?
No. So here's what I do sometimes. So I think I've mentioned this before, but I, in addition to them advertising on the podcast, I'm also a HelloFresh subscriber. So I actually do get HelloFresh every week, not just when they send it to us for free. And what I often do is I will cook it for dinner and then I'll have the leftovers for lunch.
That sounds good.
So that's one thing that I do, because that way, at least I know I'm getting like a relatively balanced meal. It's vegetarian. It gives me like some variety. I have to say, like, meal kits in a pandemic, if it's something that is within your budget, like, strong recommend. So I do that. Then, like, today, I had baked some bread in my ongoing adventures in sourdough.
Oh, and you are really sourdoughing it up a storm.
I'm really sourdoughing it up. Kate, you had sent me very kindly some ricotta and jam and brioche from a local shop here in Los Angeles as a little treat for me turning in my book revision, which is very sweet.
Oh, no problem.
And I slapped some ricotta and some jam on that piece of bread.
Ooh.
You know what? It was good.
How was
very
that?
Good.
Okay.
It was delicious. So that was my lunch today.
That seems reasonable.
Sometimes I'll get like a salad. I'll pick up sweet green. I don't know. I don't have like a set lunch strategy.
I mean, does anyone right now who like tell us how to do this?
I know.
It's just feeding ourselves feels it's challenging.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know if this is, I feel like this is not the case so much for you, but I feel like for me, I've like lost the ability to successfully shop at the grocery store. And like, no matter how many times I go, no matter how much I buy, I always feel like there's nothing to eat.
I don't have that problem because I can eat like four string cheeses and that will suffice. But I do know what you mean. I do know what you mean. I've been there. Yeah. I mean, look, I kind of feel like if having a lunch routine right now is satisfying and brings you joy, then great. But if it's stressful, like we're all kind of tapping into survival mode. I mean, not to mention that, you know, many people's finances are tapped out right now. And it just like there's so many factors going into being able to provide for ourselves and take care of ourselves right now. So if you're just relying on cheese and crackers, and you're not sick of it, I would just keep going. Maybe throw in like, you know, some cucumbers just to have a little veggie in there in your belly. But otherwise, you know, you're good.
Yeah.
But please tell us what
my son, my son subsists on like blackberries, string cheese, and eggs. So.
Yeah. I have a child who eats like just a can of black beans. She can polish up a can of black beans herself and then just rice and sour cream. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's right. Where she goes. Yep.
All right. Here is a text with some important big news. Hi, Kat and Dora, longtime listener with breaking news. I work at Kohl's and we just announced this past week that Sephora is coming to Kohl's stores all across the country. If you don't live in a big city and live in the suburbs like many of us, you will now have a local way to shop at Sephora. Plus, Kohl's offers curbside pickup, so you don't even need to go inside. As a huge Sephora fan, this news was so exciting for me personally, but I immediately thought of you guys and listeners as well. Hope you have a great week.
I mean,
well, great. Well, well.
Hello.
I wonder if Sephora? You know, Sephora also has stores in JCPenney. I wonder if they are closing those stores or if they're just going to keep those stores and have stores in Kohl's.
What if JCPenney and Kohl's are the same thing?
Whoa. Now you're blowing my mind.
I don't know if they are. Oh, look, Sephora. Oh, they broke with JCPenney, Dory.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit. Sephora to open 850 Kohl's shops in break with JCPenney.
Whoa.
You know, Ulta has a deal with Target. So.
Oh.
And now Sephora is partnering with Kohl's. Poor JCPenney left out in the cold.
Yeah. Sucks to be them.
Sucks to be you, JC.
All right.
Okay.
Kate, I love this activity of the week.
Look, you don't have to do it if it's too much, everybody, okay? These are always just suggestions for fun. But if you have it in you, give yourself one quiet meal this week. And what do I mean by that? Now, look, if you have a family or you work crazy hours or, you know, this might not be possible, but I was just thinking, like, what if I sat and had one meal where I like didn't look at my phone and I sat down at a table or whatever I sit at and I just ate my food? Maybe some classical music playing in the background.
Ooh, I like.
But you know, what if I just like kind of just focused on the meal and nothing else? Didn't look at Instagram or the New York Times app or listen to a podcast.
Wow, Kate. This is blowing my mind. This is revelatory. But
honestly, it sounds hard. I'm kind of nervous, but
it does. I want to do it too.
All right. Well, the challenge is on.
Great. I can't wait.
Well, Dor, we're at the end of the road here.
Well, Kat, I always say that because you always laugh so hard, which is so funny to me.
Kat, it's just such a... Because Dor is the first half of your name, I feel like it kind of like flows. But Kat always just sounds so funny to me.
Well, it's just funny because Kate is itself a nickname. So then yes, nickname is like funny.
But you know, for me, Kate is my full name, right?
Oh, like, no, I'm not, I know. Oh, yes, but it is often a nickname.
For Catherines out there, but my parents were weird and just called me Kate.
Although, you know, Dory is also a nickname. I know a woman who goes by Dory, but her real name is Dorian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at us. Mm-hmm. Two mm-hmm. nickname full names. Mm-hmm. No wonder we get along.
I know. There's so much in common. All right. Listen, it's been great. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.